بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام را، تلك آيات الكتاب الحكيم. أكان للناس عجبا أن أوحينا إلى رجل منهم أن أنذر الناس وبشر الذين آمنوا أن لهم قدم صدق عند ربهم، قال الكافرون إن هذا لساحر مبين. إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يدبر الأمر، ما من شفيع إلا من بعد إذنه، ذلكم الله ربكم فاعبدوه، أفلا تذكرون. إليه مرجعكم جميعا، وعد الله حقا، إنه يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده ليجزي الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات بالقسط، والذين كفروا لهم شراب من حميم وعذاب أليم بما كانوا يكفرون. هو الذي جعل الشمس ضياء والقمر نورا وقدره منازل لتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب، ما خلق الله ذلك إلا بالحق، يفصل الآيات لقوم يعلمون. ألف لام را. These are the verses of the book full of wisdom. Is it a matter of surprise to mankind that we send our inspiration to a man from amongst them, warn mankind and give those that believe the good news that for them is a status of truth in the presence of their Rabb? The unbelievers say this is open sorcery. The believers are promised about a status, a stage, a rank of truth, as opposed to worldly ranks and status. Then firstly, the one that is striving for the status and the rank and position, he doesn't know whether he will receive that position. And number two, if he does receive the position, he doesn't know whether it's going to last, and if it's going to last, how long it's going to be with him. So the status and the position in the hereafter is everlasting. It is certain, there is no doubt about it, and there is no doubt about its continuity and perpetuality. إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض. Indeed, your Rabb is Allah who's created the heavens and the earth in just 6 days. Then He's established on the throne. All matters are governed and regulated from this point. So as though the throne is the government of Allah Ta'ala, this is the point where all matters are governed and regulated. He arranges and administers all affairs, and His affairs are so powerful, so mighty and complete and perfect that nobody can even intercede except after leave has been obtained from Him. Forget doing anything, you can't even intercede for any matter after the leave has been obtained from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the akhirat, it is evident, even in this world, nothing happens without the leave of Allah ta'ala. This is Allah, your Rabb, so worship Him alone. Won't you people then take heed? Then to him is your return, all of you. This is the promise of Allah Ta'ala that he is true and that he is a fact. It is he who commences the process of creation, then he repeats it that he may reward, justly reward those who believe and do righteous works. For those who reject all this, then is a drink of boiling fluids and a painful punishment because of their disbelief. It is he who has created the sun as a radiant glory and the moon as a light, and he measured out stages for it. The sun and the moon have got stages and stations to complete their circles and their rotations. The time that we know to this day, we see that it follows precisely those stations and those stages that Allah Ta'ala has measured out for them. That you may know the number of years and the count of time. And Allah Ta'ala has created all this with a purpose. So he explains all his verses and his signs for a people that will know. In the alternating of the night and the day, and all that Allah Ta'ala has created in the heavens and the earth are signs for those who fear Allah Ta'ala. But for those who do not fear meeting us, they don't apprehend, they don't long to meet us, and on the contrary, they are pleased with this life, and they have become complacent therewith, and they are totally unmindful of our verses. أُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارِ. Their abode is the fire because of what they have earned. But for those who believe and do righteous works, then Allah Ta'ala will guide them on account of their iman. Beneath them will be rivers flowing in gardens of bliss. In this verse, Allah Ta'ala says, يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. On account of the iman, Allah Ta'ala will guide them. Impressing upon us that according to the strength of your iman, you will find things moving, things working out for you smoothly. You will want to perform namaz, you will want to do the righteous things, you will want to abstain from wrong, you will abstain from those things that are not only prohibited but are doubtful. But this is in proportion to your iman. How much conviction you have of the hereafter, how much you trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is where we need to invest, that we strengthen, go on strengthening our iman and strengthening our hopes in Allah Ta'ala and put our trust in Him firmly. Beneath them will be rivers flowing in gardens of bliss. The dua therein will be, Subhanaka Allahumma, glory be to you, O Allah. And their greetings therein will be salam. And the end of their dua will be, all praise be to Allah, the Rabb of the worlds. When the Jannatis will enter into Jannat, may Allah Ta'ala grant us a place therein. Then Jannat is a place to witness the glory of Allah Ta'ala, the beauty of Allah Ta'ala. Every day will bring about a new glory, a new splendor. So, in that splendor, you will see the extent of the glory and the beauty of Allah Ta'ala, that it's perfect, it's complete. And when you see the perfection of the glory, the beauty, the bliss, the blessings of Allah Ta'ala, then you will naturally just say, Subhanaka Allahumma, glory be to Allah Ta'ala. In other words, Allah Ta'ala is most perfect in the glory, in the beauty, in the bliss that we see. We understand and get some understanding of the perfection of Allah Ta'ala, the beauty of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So in amazement, we will say, Subhanaka Allahumma. And every time, every moment will be a new experience, and therefore we'll keep reciting this. Then Jannat is a place for no grief, is a zone for no sorrow. So the only things that you will hear there is words of peace and comfort. All the times you will find just words of peace and comfort. From Allah Ta'ala there'll be salams, then from Malaika will be salams, the Jannatis, they will make salam to each other. it is just words of peace and comfort that you will hear all the time. Then, at the end of the وَآخِرُ دَعْوَاهُمْ, and the end of their dua, one is enjoying the splendor and the beauty, the bliss and the favor of Allah Ta'ala, and one is at the end of enjoying the last, at the end of your dua, you will say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Therefore, it is recommended that when we start off anything, we start off with Bismillah, and we end off with Alhamdulillah. May Allah give us tawfiq.